to wine. Open the eyes of the blind, there's no one like you. None like
you. Let's do that again.
Water you turned into wine. Open the eyes of the blind, there's no one like you. None like you. God is greater, our God is stronger, God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God, our God.
Let's do into the darkness.
Into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise, there's no one like you, none like
Sing
you.
It. Our God.
Our God is greater, our God is stronger, God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God, our God.
Our God.
And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against?
We praise you, God.
Our God is greater, our God is stronger, God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God, our God. Our God is greater, our God is stronger, God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God. Our God.
Good morning.
The house of the Lord. Amen. Woo. Man, I'm just glad to see everybody. I'm excited to have so many people here all at once, and we're doing all the distancing and all that stuff. If you're comfortable with hugging, make sure the other person is. And if you want to wear a mask, God bless you, wear a mask. If you don't want to wear a mask, God bless you, don't wear a mask. We're just going to respect each other and what each other's doing and how they want to do it. In the meantime, we're going to worship the living God. Amen?
Amen.
So by next Sunday, we should have some announcements and maybe even a bulletin. But things are still kind of loosey-goosey, if you know what I mean. And so we're hoping to get some things nailed down for that by next week. We want to schedule some drive-in church. I know we can come inside, but you know, I think a lot of us really enjoyed being outside doing church. And so we've got June, July, and August, maybe even September, where maybe once a month or something we can do an outside service and then even do a BYOB. And I know some of you are like me, you're thinking, well, we're going to bring beer? No. BYOB, bring your own Bible and bring your own basket. And basket, I mean bring a meal. So then after we do church, we'll just get our lawn chairs out, and we'll just bring out whatever we brought for lunch and kind of hang out together and share a meal. So whether the restaurant's open or not, regardless of what our governor's doing, we can still get back some kind of normalcy and sharing life with each other. Amen? So we're going to look at maybe starting up a midweek pretty soon. We got a lot of things that we're praying through and talking about as a leadership, so I just want you to know, this is not our new normal. You know what I mean? I'm tired of that phrase. I bet you're tired of that phrase. We know what normal is, and this ain't it. So let's push back into the promises of God and the presence of God. And before we start worshiping, let's just say good morning to each other. I know we're not hugging and stuff, but we can still go around, say hi, good morning, and greet each other. So, hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's fine. Whatever. I'm not going to go down. I got too much going. Yeah. It should be up on the screen too, but you can't.
So as we find our seats, let's get ready to take the offering. Well, Heavenly Father, we just thank you again for all the blessings in our life, Lord. Most of all, we just thank you that you've got a call on each one of our lives, that you called us to yourself, and you literally called us out of the miry clay, and you put our feet upon the rock, the solid rock, which is Jesus Christ. So we thank you with all our heart for our salvation and for our life with you. Today, Lord, we choose to give back to you our tithes and our offerings, and we ask that you would bless it, and bring glory to your name, and Lord, as pastor here at Newhall Christian Fellowship, I pray your blessing on every single person that's choosing to give back to you. Would you please bless them and make them an example of your goodness and your grace? I ask this in Jesus' name, amen.
As the offering baskets go around, please feel free to stand. We're going to go into worship, and on one of these songs, we're going to have a moment of silence. And Kyle's going to say a little prayer for Memorial Day celebration, just remembering those who have fallen. And so that's what you'll see. So.
I raise a hallelujah in the presence of my enemy. I raise a hallelujah. I raise a hallelujah. My weapon is a melody. I raise a hallelujah. Heaven comes to fight for me. Yeah. ashes, hope will arise. Death is defeated, the King is alive. Count on one thing, the same God that never fails will not fail me now. You won't fail me now in the waiting. The same God who's never late is working all things out. He's working all things out.
Let's everybody sing, yes.
Yes, I will lift you high in the lowest valley. Yes, I will bless your name. Oh, yes, I will sing for joy when my heart is heavy for all my days. Yes, I will for all my days. Yes, I will.
Take a moment of silence.
I want to say thank you to our military members, those who gave their lives so that we can have our freedom. Let's honor them. Moment of silence. Thank you to those who have gone before and those who will serve in this great nation, this United States military. Our worship. Jesus is worthy. He's given his life as an ultimate sacrifice so we can experience hope and salvation in him. Sing, yes, I will.
Oh, yes, I will lift you high in the lowest valley. Yes, I will bless your name.
Working in this place, I work. worship you. I worship you. You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you.
Let's sing it out.
The Waymaker. You are Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God.
Go back and sing, you are here. You are right here, Lord.
You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you. I worship
Sing it out.
You. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are here, touching every I worship you. I worship you. You are here, healing every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, turning lives around. I worship you.
Lord, we give you the glory. You're worthy. You're right here. You're the waymaker. The waymaker.
You are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker. That is who you are. 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 Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I can't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I can't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working.
Waymaker,
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that
Praise you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Father, it's moments like this right now, this moment, this instant we're in right now, that reminds me of your promise that says, you say you inhabit the praises of your people. And Lord, we certainly can sense your presence right now. Thank you so much. You are our mighty God, the way maker, the miracle worker. That's you. That's you. And we thank you and praise you so much. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, so much. This isn't some dry religion where we come in and recite facts and just try to declare something that generations ago they experienced. We come inside this old building as the church of the living God to participate with you, to experience the living God right inside us, spirit to spirit. That's what your word promises. So, Lord, we thank you so much. Thank you, God. Fathers, I get ready to break open your word and unpack some things. I just pray that you stir all of our hearts. Give us a Holy Ghost witness right now, please, Father. Would you please do that? For those of us that might be struggling with depression, for those of us that might be struggling with health concerns, those of us that are struggling with work situations, financial situations, relational situations, there's all manner of stuff that we have come in here today, Lord, and that at least part of our brain is still thinking about. So I'm asking right now, in the name of Jesus, that by the power of the Holy Ghost, you would stir us to faith, and you would help us to let go of that stuff and turn our focus to you. Would you please help us, Father, to do that today? I ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, the one and only risen Savior. And all of God's people said,
amen.
Amen. Go ahead and be seated. Thank you, worship team. That was awesome. Man. If there's anybody that deserves to have an awesome and blessed vacation, it's got to be Brad and Lois Pipple. Amen? Yeah. I mean, those two are, they're here, there, and everywhere. They almost could have their own theme song. They're so busy all of the time. And so before I start speaking, I just want to take a second and just pray for those two on purpose. I know they're on vacation. A lot of times we think, well, vacation, what do you need to pray for? Well, if you're my age, you've been on vacations where disaster hits. And you think, oh, maybe I should have prayed for this thing. And so let's just pray for, Lord, we lift up Brad and Lois Pipple to you. Father, we thank you that you're the giver of good gifts, and a couple of your best gifts are Brad and Lois Pipple. To some of us, they're our brother and sister. To some of us, they're mom and dad. To some of us, they're grandparents. To all of us, they're best friends. And so, Lord, we ask for a blessing on Brad and Lois. We pray that everything would just fall in place for them, whether they need lodging or they're looking for some place to eat or they're just going to pick up groceries or get gas, whatever it is, all the little details that make up a vacation. We're asking for your blessing on that. And Lord, as they're out in the mountains or in the woods or by a river or wherever they're at in nature, would you speak to them? Because your word says that all of creation declares your glory. And so, Father, I pray wherever they find themselves today, this morning, and this week, that your creation would declare your glory to them in a personal, personal way. Please bless their time away. Refresh them and refill them, I ask. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, amen.